Okay, today's daf is Makos Daf Yud. We are holding on Daf Tesam Beis. We're at the Gemara right after the Mishnah and Tesam Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishev Numen Lizchusur for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Baschaya. They should both be Zachter for Shalema, Vesoch Shar Chalei Yisrael. So today we're going to talk all about Arei Miklat. So we're first going to discuss the location of the six Arei Miklat that are mentioned in the Torah. We're going to identify not all the 42 other cities, but the fact that there are 42 other cities and what the difference is between the original six and the additional 42. We're going to define some of the qualities that are necessary for an Arei Miklat. Who goes to an Arei Miklat? When a Rebbe kills B'shogeg, does the Talmud go with him? When the Talmud kills B'shogeg, does the Rebbe go with him? And the Gemara is going to mention that if a person is learning Torah, they can't die while they're learning Torah. The Torah itself can serve as a protection, almost like an Arei Miklat serves as a protection from the Goel Adam. Then the Gemara is going to have four different interpretations of the Pasuk of Mi Ohev Bahamon Lo Tavua, and each of them are going to highlight the value of learning Torah with other people. The Gemara is going to tell us that Hashem prefers a day of the Torah of David HaMelech over 1,000 Karbanos of Shlomo HaMelech. So we're going to have a lot about the value of learning Torah. Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to discuss how we have clear signs that lead to an Arei Miklat to make it easy for the person to get there. Gemara is going to have the famous drasha about Bedarach Shadim Rotza Lelech Ba Malich Noso, that Hashem sends a person down the path that they chose to begin on themselves, and he'll make it easier, whatever that path may be, Bein Latov, Bein Not Latov. The Gemara is going to tell us that a Gol Adam who kills the Rotzeach is Pater, but still we work hard to discourage him from doing so. So we're going to have a machlokas about exactly how we discourage him from doing so. And then when defining what constitutes an Arei Miklat, we're going to say that a city that is majority rotzchim, or that a city that doesn't have zakenim, cannot be kolet. You need to have zakenim in the city, and once we mention that, we're going to mention two other halachos where zakenim are a necessary component in order for the halacha to apply. So let's begin on Tesam Beis at the Braisa. Tan Rabbanan, Shalosh Arim Hivdil Moshe Be'Evar Yarden. Moshe Rabbeinu designated three cities on the Evar Yarden for Arei Miklat. To Kenegdan, Hivdil Yoshua Be'eretz Kenaan. And Yoshua designated three other cities corresponding to the three that Moshe designated. Yoshua designated Eretz Kenaan. U'muchuvanu sayu k'min shtei shuro shabekarem. And the two rows of three aligned perfectly, like two rows in a vineyard are in perfectly straight lines. Chevron b'Yehuda k'neged Beitzar b'Midbar, Shechem b'Har Ephraim k'neged Ramot b'Gilad, and Kadesh b'Har Naphtali k'neged Golan b'Bashan. So that's they have exactly three corresponding to the three. Vishilashta sheyuhu mishulashin. Vishilashta means that they should be split up in thirds. They should be equidistant from each other. Sheimidarum lechevron k'mi chevron l'shchem, u'mi chevron l'shchem k'mi shchem l'kadesh, u'mi shchem l'kadesh k'mi kadesh l'tzafon. From the southernmost border of Eretz Yisrael to Chevron should be the same distance as Chevron to Shechem, from Chevron to Shechem the same distance as Shechem to Kadesh, and Shechem to Kadesh same distance as Kadesh to the northernmost border. So that's how it's split up. Be'evar Yarden, so the Tosfos of your points out, sheyitchilas Eretz Yisrael ad rishona k'mam rishona l'shnia shelechaluka shava Eretz Yisrael be'emtza yari miklat, that there were no Arei Miklat all the way at the edges. It was one third of the way down the land. That the Gidin that tied together in Megillah should be Mishloshin. It also means the same thing, that from the edge to the first stitch should be the same distance as from the first stitch to the second stitch, etc. So that's how and Tosfos points out, and therefore it's not like those Mefarshim that say Echad B'Tchila V'Echad B'Emtza V'Echad B'Sof. One might have said Mishloshin means one at each end and one smack in the middle. No, it's not what it means. Nothing at the end. That's the proper drasha. Be'evar Yarden Tlas, Be'eretz Yisrael Tlas. The Gemara says, Why does this make sense? That in Eivor HaYarden, where you only have 2.5 Shvatim, we have 3 Ari Miklat. In Eretz Yisrael proper, where you have the other 9.5 Shvatim, you're going to have 3 Ari Miklat for all of them? Some Rabbi, yes, because Begilad Shchichi Rotzchim, that it's more common to find Rotzchim in Gilad. As Tosfos points out, Pirush Alach, Yitzruch Alari Miklat, V'Kishahorgim B'meiz, B'lo Eidim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezamnin L'Pundak Echad, K'damrinin L'Kaman. If there are a lot of murderers, Ari Miklat don't help you. For murderers, you have Mechayev the Misas Beisdin. So Tosfos says, eventually, but initially, we just learned to the Mishnah yesterday, as soon as anybody kills anybody, first reaction is you run to the Ir Miklat. So you have that initial stage where everybody runs to the Ir Miklat, and that's why you need. That's not what Tosfos says over here, but Tosfos says what the Gemara is going to darshan today. The Gemara is going to see on Amud Beis that when someone has previously killed b'mezid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that he's going to get killed b'shogeg. So that someone who has previously killed b'shogeg is going to kill him. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it all work out. If someone killed b'mezid and wasn't caught, there was no Edim, there was no Asra, and there was no justice, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that that justice prevails. So if there's a lot of rotzchim, then there's also going to be a lot of killing b'shogeg, it also suggests, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got to take care of everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got to make sure that everything works out in the end, that justice works out in the end. So this kasha is dealt with by other Rishonim as well. The Rimi Lunil suggests that since Eivor HaYarden was a place where there were a lot of forests, so they would come from all over the place to chop wood. So it would happen that if there was a lot of shchichi rotzchim, means there was a lot of killing b'shogeg. It was just a dangerous area. It was a place that was ripe for accidental killing. The Ramban and the Ritva suggest that no, many people were killing b'mezid and acting like it was a shogeg. So we couldn't always easily tell the difference between a mezid and a shogeg. They would pretend it was an accident, and therefore the Ari Miklat were necessary. The Meiri suggests that the Rotzchim b'mezid, there were a lot of people that were killing b'mezid, and the Gaal Adam would chase after them. And since they were Osik B'Radifa, they were always chasing after them, so they would kill the Rotzeach. Since they were Osik B'Radifa, they would kill b'shogeg, and the rotzchim b'shogeg in Gilad were in much greater danger than they were in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why you needed extra Ari Miklat. The Marsha suggests, based on the Mishnah, like we said before, that I accidentally said before in Tosos, that since even the Mezidim were Makdimin, even the Mezidim would run to the Ari Miklat originally, so that's why the fact that it's Shchichi Rotzchim, you'd get so many people in the Ari Miklat. Now, it's a little bit strange, though, because the Ramban points out, Ala Torah, that the reason that Chazal gave was because B'Gilad Shchichi Rotzchim, but they set aside the Ari Miklat before Gilad was really settled. So how did they know that Shchichi Rotzchim? Why did they need extra Ari Miklat at that time? So the Ramban suggests that it was Goli V'Yodul, if Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the Doros HaChronim, there was going to be a lot of Rotzchim. So when he told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'Kama Amazev Zana, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly what was going to happen, and that's why he set up the Ari Miklat in such a way. I mean, you can't ask such kashas when these things come, mipi Hashem. Or it could be, says the Ramban, that the Avira of the place, of Gilad itself, caused a teva of ritzicha in the nature of those who settled there. And that was me'azumi kedem, that wasn't new with the Jewish people, that was just something that's an unbelievable chiddush, that there is such a thing, that there's such a thing as navira of a makom that causes people to be more prone to ritzicha. But that's what the Ramban suggests. Says the Gemara, d'chsev gilad kiryas pa'aleav in akuvah midam. May akuvah midam, amar blazer shei okvin larug nefashos, that it would happen very frequently that they would kill people in Gilad. If you think about it, the way we just described how they set up the Ari Miklat, if you live at the edge of Eretz Yisrael, you have 1/3 of the land to travel to get to an Ir Miklat. Whereas if you live somewhere in the middle, you always have less to travel because you're in between two Ari Miklat. So why is it that at the edges you're at such a distance and in the middle you're so close to an Ir Miklat? Because in Shechem also there are more rotzchem. Just like when they open up the Beis HaGranos and they tell Kohanim, now you're eligible to come collect Truma, so you would imagine crowds would gather of Kohanim to come collect Truma, so there was such similar crowding of Rotzchim in Shechem, and that's why they needed greater and more immediate access to Ari Miklat. Says Gemara, Vesulaka, there were only six, Vaksiv, Aldeim Titnu Arboy Mushtayimir. There were 42 cities in addition to the six. So why do we only mention six? Amrabai, Halalu Koltos Bein Ladas Bein Shalol Ladas. Halalu Ladas Koltos, Shalol Ladas Ein Koltos. That the six are collate whether a person runs there with the intention of being protected or whether he didn't run there with the intention of being protected, whereas the other 42 only protect when one went there in order to be protected. The Chevron Ir Miklatu, is Chevron really an Ir Miklat? Vaksiv, but doesn't the Pasuk say, Vayitnu Lekalev es Chevron Kasher Diber Moshe, that Kalev received Chevron as one of his cities, so apparently it was not an Ir Miklat. So Amar Abaye Parvadha, that what Kalev received was the villages, the suburbs near Chevron, that was given to Kalev. They're also called Chevron, because you often have that the villages and the suburbs near a city are called by the same name. And that's explicit in the pasuk. What did Kalev receive? The Sedei Ha'ir, the Chatzireha, the suburbs. The Kadesh Yer Miklat Avai. Ask Gemara, is it true that Kadesh was near Miklat? Vaksiv Vari Mivtzar, Hatzadim Tzar, Vechemas, Rekas, Vekineris, Vekadesh, Veedrei, Vein Chatzur, Vetanya, Armalalu, Einosan, Nosan, Latirin, Katar. That Ari Mivtzar implies that these were very large cities. Yet the Arim Alalu, the Arim Miklat, are not supposed to be very large cities, nor are they supposed to be very small cities. They're supposed to be average sized cities. So how could it be that Kadesh is listed both as Ari Mivtzar, which means it was a very large city, and that as an Ir Miklat, which has to be a medium sized city? So Amravasiv Tarti Kadesh Havai. There were two cities named Kadesh. Amravashi Kigon Slikum Va'akra Deslikum. Very similar to the city that's near Mivtzar that was called Slikum, and there was a smaller city near it that was called Akra de Slikum. So Kadesh, yes, was an Ir Mivtzar, was a very large fortified city, and there was an Ir Beinoni that was nearby that was also called Kadesh. Gufa, Arma Lalu Enos Nosan Lotirin Katanim, Lokrachim Gdal Mela Yeros Beinonios. So we just identified one quality that we look for in an Ir Miklat, that it has to be an average size city. But now we're going to list other qualities. Vein Moshivinosan Elabam. We can only set up an Ir Miklat where there is a water supply. If there's no existing water supply, so then they had to make sure that they create one. They have to bring a water supply. They have to divert a river. They have to do something to make sure that there's a water supply that leads to that city. Well, the Rashi already is bothered. We just said that Ein Moshivinosan Ela B'Makom Mayim. So what do you mean? Imein Shamayim. There is. You only set it up in a place where there is water. So Rashi writes, Kishanaflu Begoral Bimei Yoshua Lilevim. If let's say when the Levim got in the Goral, which city they were going to get in the days of Yoshua, and it turned out that the city didn't have water, so then they would make sure, Hevilem Amos Mayim Achrekin Minanahar Sarachokim. They would set up a water system. They would make sure already at that stage in the days of Yoshua. Ve'in Moshivinosan El B'makom Shvakim. The Bryce continues that we would only set up in Yer Miklat in a place where there are markets, and also in a place where there are other villages nearby, so that the Goalei Adam cannot just come and plan an ambush on the city. There has to be other places nearby where people would notice such a thing. If we find that there are fewer suburbs around it, we add to it. If there are too few residents of the Ir Miklat, we bring Kanam Levim Yisraelim. ben lo klei zayin v'lo klei metzuda div Rabbi Nechemia v'cham matirin. Rabbi Nechemia says you cannot sell weapons in an ir miklat. The Chum say that it is mutter to sell weapons in an ir miklat. Why not? So Rashi says shliyikna gol adam sham zayin v'yarog shem yavi klei zayin v'mkomo yargishu bo. What difference does it make if you can buy weapons in an ir miklat? Buy weapons outside of the ir miklat, then bring them to the ir miklat. We're so worried the gol adam is going to come into the ir miklat killing. He could still do so. So Rashi says no, he can't, because people will notice that he's coming with his weapons toward the ir miklat, and someone will stop him. But if he could buy in the ir miklat, then that would be a problem. And the Chum say that it's not a problem. We have no such concerns that Gol Adam are going to go on some murder rampage in the middle of an ir miklat. V'shavin shein parson betochan matzudos. They both agree though that you're not allowed to spread out traps in the ir miklat. Ve'in mafshil netochan chavalim kadesh shalotei regel Gol Adam mitzuyasham. And we also don't want to make ropes, anything that could be used as a weapon, because you don't want the Gol Adam to be there. Amar Rav Yitzchak Maikra. What's the pasuk that tells us that you have to have all of these things in an ir miklat? So the pasuk says, "V'nas alachas min ha'arim ha'el v'chai," that you have to live. So we have to see to it that the rotzeach will be able to live when he goes to the ir miklat. Tana Talmud shagalim megalim rabba uimo. If a Talmud goes to Galus, the Rebbe goes to Galus with him. The Ritva says that that's even if the Rebbe has a whole city of people, he's got a whole yeshiva outside. I'm sorry, even if the Talmud has a whole yeshiva in the ir miklat that he could learn from, because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us in Daf Yud Gimel lo min hakol adam zochel ilmod, that sometimes the Talmud is only able to learn from that Rebbe. So we have to be able to not only see to it that there is a Torah option available, but that there is the best Torah option for him available. The Iyun Yaakov just adds that this whole din only applies if this is his only Talmud. But when the Rebbe has many other Talmudim that are outside of that Ir Miklat, so that's not fair. Why should this Talmud get an advantage over all the other Talmudim, that the Rebbe goes to this Talmud and not to everybody else? One could have said, he says, that's why he's Medayik, it says Megalin Rabo, not Harav. If he was Harav, he was a Rav to many, so then he would not go to Galus. But it's only because Rabo, he's only the Rebbe to this Talmud. One could have argued that no, that this Talmud gets preferential treatment because he needs it more. He just went through a very life-changing event and something that could really scar a person, that he killed someone with Shogeg, so maybe he needs the direction of a Rebbe a little bit more. But that's not what the Iyun Yaakov says. Shenemar, how do I know that the Rebbe goes? V'chai, avodemidit, avilechiyusa, that he needs Torah in order to live. He needs his Rebbe in order to live. Am Rebbe Zirin, mikan shalei shana adam l'talmud, sheino hagun. So that's a good warning that a person shouldn't teach a Talmud sheino hagun, because you might end up in a near miklat if you have a Talmud that's not a proper Talmud. Am Rebbe Yochanan, harav shegala, megalin yeshivasu imo. If a Rav goes to Galus, so then we send the whole yeshiva with him. Eini v'am Rebbe Yochanan, minayin l'divitor shein kolten shneemar, as beitzar b'midbar, uksiv b'asrei v'zos ha-Torah. Wait, how could a Rebbe ever end up in Galus? I thought that Torah protects a person, so if he's always learning Torah, he's always teaching Torah, it should have protected him from killing in the first place. Lo kasha. Habid nadaskba, habid nadlo asakba. Yeah, Torah protects a person while he's actually actively engaged in learning, but no one is actively engaged 24 hours a day. Viva yisema, my kolten mi malachamavis. Some say, no, Torah protects one from the malachamavis, but he still needs to go to the Ermiklet. How do I know Torah protects from the malachamavis? So you'd expect, and the Cheshek Shom points out, you'd really expect the Gemara to bring up what it says in Masechta Shabbos about David HaMelech, how David HaMelech knew the day he was going to die and he learned Torah. Gemara just tells a different story. Rav Chisda was sitting and learning. And the Malachamavs couldn't get him because he never stopped learning. Same story as David HaMelech, except it's with Rav Chisda, a totally different generation. So he goes and he sits by the cedar tree, the Bei Rav. The cedar tree split, made a loud noise. He was quiet for a moment. He stopped learning for a moment. And that's when the Malachamavs attacked him. So you see that. While he was learning, the Malchamavis was unable to attack him. Now it's interesting, the Marsha points out that the Gemara says that the moral lesson of a Rebbe going to Galus with a Talmud is that you should be careful not to teach a Talmud Sheino Hagun. But then we said the Talmidim all go to Galus with the Rebbe. So you would expect that the follow-up would be, and therefore you better learn, that you shouldn't learn from a Rebbe who's Eino Hagun. And we should quote the whole Gemara Mesech Smoit Katan. Im doma rav l'malach Hashem tzvakos yivakish tor mipiv and im lav al yivakish tor mipiv. And yeah, there was an exception. The exception was the Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Tezvav tells us that Rav Meir learned from Acher. So Marsha says, yeah, it's that exception is the reason we don't say it, because if you're an Adam Gadol, then you're allowed to learn from the likes of Acher. If you know how to sift out the good from the bad, and you know what to accept from him, then you don't have to learn only from a Rebbe that's a Malach Hashem Tzvah. Because it happens to be the implication of Shulchan Aruch is that we don't have an Adam Gadol anymore that's able to learn from someone from a Rebbe who's a bad person. That such an Adam Gadol doesn't exist anymore. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that exception, even though the Gemara says so explicitly about Rav Meir learning from Acher. So it seems that we don't have anyone who's on that Madrega anymore. It's always a question. Whenever the Gemara says that there's a din about a Talmud Chacham or an Adam Gadol or a Chacham, do we still have that a person of that Madrega nowadays? We were just discussing last night about the Brach of Baruch Sheh Chalak Mechachmasu Li'Reyev. So is there such a thing as a Talmud Chacham that you would still say a Brach like that on? Or the other halachas as well. Amar B'Tanchum Baruch Ani Leim, Nei Mazach Ruvein Limanos Patzal Tchila. Why was Ruvein Zocha to be mentioned as the first Ir Miklat was in the chel that's mentioned in the Torah? The first is the one that was by Ruvein. So Meneshu Pasach Batzal Tchilas because of the zchus of Ruvein that he tried to save Yosef. Shenemar V'Yishma Ruvein VeYatzilei Miyadam. Ruvein went. Ruvein heard about this and he saved them. Marsha just raised the obvious kasha. Isn't there a more obvious reason why Ruvein is mentioned first? He was the Bechor. We always mention Ruvein first. Meaning, why is that a kasha? That why did we mention Ruvein city first? So the Marsha points out that the kasha of the Gemara is if you look in Sefer Yoshua where it lists the cities, it counts the cities in Eretz Yisrael and the cities in Eretz Yarden, but in the cities in Eretz Yisrael it counts them from north to south. Whereas, so it starts with Kadesh, Begalil, and then Shechem, and then Chevron in the end. Whereas in the cities in Eretz Yarden, it counts them from south to north. Beitzar in Nachlas Reuven, and then Ramot B'Nachlas Gad, and then Golan in Nachlas Menashe. So that's what the Gemara is wondering about. Why is it in reverse order? So we're saying, really, it should have been counted in the way that it was counted in Eretz Yisrael, but Dafka in Eretz Yarden, we count in the other direction to start with Reuven, and that's the Gemara's drasha. Torah Shavu Simlayim, Ma'idichsev Azyavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim Eretz Yarden Mizrach Hashemesh. Amar Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Hazreich Shemesh LeRotzchem, that you need to make sure you shine the sun for Rotzchem, meaning that you show them a light, you give them some hope, you give them somewhere to go. Ikadamri Amalei, Hizrach the Shemesh L'Rotzchem. Hashem was giving him Yashakalach, that you've done it, you've did good by being Zareach Shemesh for the Rotzchem. Darish Rabbi Simai, Maidich Siv, Oev Kesef L'Yisfa Kesef, Umi Oev Ba'amon Lo Tavua. What does the pasuk mean when it says someone who loves Kesef is never going to be satisfied with Kesef? And then the second half is what we're going to focus on. Who is Oev Ba'amon Lo Tavua, not Tavua? So Oev Kesef Lo Yispa Kesef Zemosh Rabbeinu Shoyodeya Shein Shalosh Arm Shebevar Yad and Koltos Adshul Nifchu Shalosh Beretz Kanan. The example of someone who loves Kesef and never being satisfied with Kesef, it's a Melitza. Kesef is a reference to mitzvos. That someone who loves mitzvos is never satisfied with mitzvos. So Moshe Rabbeinu loved mitzvos so much that he knew that the three cities he's going to designate are not even going to work during his lifetime. And still, because he's not going to make it to Eretz Kanan, and you need the three in Eretz Kanan to be functioning in order for all six to work together. But he said, "Mitzvah shabal liyadi akaymena." If I have the ability to participate in a mitzvah, even though I'm not going to see it to its completion, I'm still going to do whatever I can. Now, the second half of the pasuk is what we have four interpretations of. Umi ohev ba'amon lo tavua, lemi na lelamed ba'amon, misha kol tavua shelo. Who should be someone teaching publicly? Someone who's got all the grain for himself, meaning someone who's very knowledgeable. V'ayin adav Rav Elazar, ma'idichsim mi yimal gvuras Hashem yashmiya kol tiyaso. Pasuk means Lemi na alamal gvuras Hashem. Who should be the one that's telling everyone about the gvuras Hashem? Misha yachal hashmiya kol tiyaso. Someone who's able to tell all the praises of Hashem. Someone who's very knowledgeable. V'rabbanan, second pshat in the second half of that pasuk. V'itamer Rabba Bar Mari Amar mi ohev ba'amon lo tavua. Kol ohev ba'amon lo tavua. That anyone who's ohev and the ba'amon, which means anyone who loves the Talmidei Chachamim lo tavua. He's going to have a lot of Torah to learn. Yavu be'rabban einayu be'rava b'rei derabba. Everyone looked at Rava b'rei derabba because he had such a great love of Talmidei Chachamim. So the love of Talmidei Chachamim is going to give him much tavua. Tavua doesn't just mean that uh, that he's going to be able to learn. But the Rashi over here points out, Hatorah Machzeres Olav V'Alzaro. He's going to have children who are Talmid Chachamim, based on Gemara Shabbos Chav Gimel. Hayman Derachim Rabbanon, Havilei Bonin Rabbanon. Someone who loves Rabbanon is going to have children who are Rabbanon. Rav Eliashiv writes in his Ha'aros to Maseches Brachos that there are several sugyas in Maseches Brachos where there's a machlokas, and then Rav Papa comes along and Rav Papa says, let's try to satisfy both opinions. We'll do like this opinion and like that opinion. So Rav Eliashiv in his Ha'aros says, that's why when we make a siyum, we have all the sons of Rav Papa. Apparently all the sons of Rav Papa were big Talmidei Chachamim. What did he do that he was zochet to so many sons that were Talmidei Chachamim? It was the fact that he respected the shitos of all the Chachams. It wasn't that he himself was a great Talmid Chacham. A lot of times you have a person who themselves is a great Talmid Chacham, and the Torah doesn't always go back. It doesn't always go to their children. But it was the kavod of Talmidei Chachamim. That's what caused the Torah to go to the children, that he admired their words so much that he would try to make sure that we could satisfy all the opinions. Rav Ashi Amar Kalo Oiv Lumel Ba'amon Lo Tavua. Anyone who loves to learn Ba'amon is going to have a lot of Tavua. Vayinu Dam Rav Ashi Rav Chanina Maiduch Siv Charev Al Ba'adam V'no Alo. It means anyone who loves to learn in groups and not just alone. And that's why Rav Yosef Rav Chanina Darshind Charev Al Ba'adam V'no Alo Charev Al Tzavari Tzoneim Shal Tamid Chacham Shiyosh V'yoshim B'Torah Ba'ad B'Ba'ad. There's like a sword drawn against a Talmid Chacham who just wants to learn alone and doesn't want to be with anybody else. V'lo Od Elish Metapshin. And not only that, they're becoming more foolish by learning that way. And they are sinning by learning that way. Why are they becoming more foolish? Because if a person doesn't have anyone to correct him when he makes a mistake, so he's just going to strengthen his mistake. He's sitting and learning alone and go over and over again, and he's just going to become stronger in his mistakes. It's necessary to have a little bit of a sprach with other people. People said someone will be able to tell you that something is wrong, that you're not thinking right, or will be able to ask a question, will be able to challenge. And they're chotim because they're withholding Torah from other people, and they're withholding the highest levels of learning from themselves. So that's also a chet. Ravina Amar, fourth interpretation. People who like to teach publicly, lo tavua. They're going to have tavua. Vayinu dama Rebbe, harbe Torah lemadati mirabosai, umechavera yosem yam, talmida yosem mikulan. A person might think that, no, if I teach Torah too much, so when am I ever going to grow as a Talmid Chacham myself? So he said, no, if you love to teach Torah Ba'amon, ultimately that's going to be a bracha that you yourself will become a great Talmid Chacham, even though it's counterintuitive. You would think if you sit and you focus on your own growth and learning, that's how you become a great Talmid Chacham. If you're so busy with Talmidim all the time, trying to teach them at their level, so when are you ever going to grow at your level? No, but mi Talmida Yosem Mikulan. That's the way it works. Amar Reb Shimon Levi, Ma'idich Siv Amdosai Raglein B'Sharayich Yerushalayim. What do we do with the pasuk? How do we dash on the pasuk? Gam dosei raglein b'sharayich Yerushalayim. Mi garm l'raglenu shiyamdu b'milchama. What causes us to be successful in milchama? Shari Yerushalayim sheyoskim b'Torah. It's the Shari Yerushalayim that are osik in Torah. That's the balance. That we have to have soldiers that fight milchama, but we have to realize that the success of those soldiers hinges on the people who are learning Torah in the Shari Yerushalayim. Unfortunately, sometimes you have people who only see one side or the other. They think you don't need any soldiers, or they think that you only need soldiers and the people who are learning Torah aren't doing anything. No, we believe that you have to have soldiers, obviously, that fight the battles, and you also need and their success is dependent on the people who are learning Torah b'shar Yerushalayim. V'om Reb Shimon Levi, Ma'iduch Siv Shir HaMalos L'David Samachti Ba'omrim Li Peis Hashem Neleich. What is David referring to? Amar David Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shalom Shemati B'nei Adam Sheyu Omrim Masa Yom Zaken Zeh V'yavu Shlomo B'no V'yivna He says, I've heard the rumors. I heard people saying, when is this Zakin going to die already so that his son Shlomo could finally build the Beis HaMikdash? They knew that David was not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. He desperately wanted to, but Nasan HaNavi told him he's not allowed to. And they were very eager to be able to bring Karbonos. They wanted a Beis HaMikdash already. So David Amel says, I've heard everyone talking about this, that they want me to die so that they're able to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting, he calls him a Zakin. The Zakin is the pasuk in Yosefa talking about darta pnei zaken, and there's a machlokus between the Targum and the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. What age is zikna? Seva and zikna. One of them is 60, and one of them is 70. So David HaMelech died at the age of 70. So when did zaken zeh? When is zaken zeh going to die? So either it's just stam, it's an expression, or maybe it's a raya that a zaken is 60 because David, at the age of 70, was already dead. He died at the age of 70. Okay, so Amar Lo, Kadosh Baruch Hu, ki tov yom b'chatzirecha me alef, tov li yom echad shata osik b'tara lefanai me alef olos sha'asir shalom abilcha lak lefanai al gabi hamzbech. I prefer one day of your Torah learning than 1,000 korbanos ola that Shlomo HaMelech is going to be able to bring on the mizbech. The Gemara in Megillah tells us Talmud Torah is greater than avodah, but the Gemara in that same daf in Megillah says, yeah, Talmud Torah to Rabin, but Talmud Torah to Yachid is not docha avodah. So those who wanted David to die so they could build the base of English wanted to be able to do the korbanos, and they were saying that it's going to be the korbanos to Rabin. But Kodesh Baruch Hu says to them, you still have the korbanos to Rabin right now in Mishkan Shiloh. The Talmud Torah of David is greater than any korbanos of Yachid that you're hoping to bring. All the elef olos of korbanos Yachid that Shlomo HaMelech might personally bring are not going to equal the Talmud Torah of David HaMelech. Umuchuvanos lem derachim. We then said you have to set up roads for the people going to the Ur Mikla. Tanya Blazman Yaakov Omer, Mikla Toya Kosovo Proshas Drachim, Kadesh Yakar Otsech, Vivnilasham. They would have by the Proshas Drachim, by the fork in the road, there was a little arrow that pointed this way to Ur Mikla so that people would know which direction to go. Amar Avkana Mikra, Tachan Lacha Derech, Asay Lacha, Chana Laderech. You have to see to it that there is a properly prepared road that he's able to go. Rav Chaim Bar Chanina, Paskla Piskalai Parshas Me'acha. When he would start dashing about Ir Miklat, he would start with the following: Tov Yashar Hashem Al Kein Yora Chatam Baderech. And when he dashed Im Lachatayim Yora Kal V'Chomer LeTzadikim, that if Hashem would even see to it that the Rishayim have a clear path to go, so all the more so that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be interested in Tzadikim having a clear path and make sure Tzadikim have an easy time. Rav Shimon Lakish Paskla Piskalai Parshas Me'acha V'Asher Lo Tzadav V'Elukim Inaliyado Kasher Yomer Moshal Kadmoni Mirushayim Yatzar Rasha. This is the Moshal Kadmoni that evil comes from evil people. But Me'akos Medaber, what's the pasuk talking about? What does it mean? Evil comes from evil people. B'Shnei Bnei Adam Shorgas Nefesh. Imagine you have two people that both killed someone. Echad Arug B'Shogeg V'Echad Arug B'Mezid. One of them killed B'Shogeg. One of them killed B'Mezid. L'Ze Ein Edim L'Ze Ein Edim. There were no Edim to either of these murders. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mazmin L'Pundak Echad. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to see to it that they meet up with each other. Ze Shorg B'Mezid Yoshev Tachas Asulam. The one who had previously killed B'Mezid is going to be sitting under a ladder. V'zeh Sharg B'Shogeg Yori B'Sulam. One who killed B'Shogeg is going to be going down a ladder. V'Nafal Lavi is going to fall. V'Argon, he's going to kill the guy at the bottom. So Zeh Sharg B'Mezid Narag. It turns out justice prevails. The one that killed B'Mezid ultimately gets killed. V'zeh Sharg B'Shogeg Gola. And the one that killed B'Shogeg ends up going to Golos. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Va'amri La Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Lazar Minat Torah Min Neviim Rekzuvim Darak Shadim Rotsa Leilich Ba Malich Naso. We see from Torah, from Neviim, from Ksuvim, that the path a person chooses to go in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps Malich Naso. I shouldn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they help him on that path. Marsha says it means the Malachim that he creates through his actions. When a person does any action, good or bad, it creates malachim. So malichin is those malachim are going to push him further on that path. How do I see it? Minatara dechsev lo selechimahem uksev kum lechitam. At first Hashem tells Bilam, don't go with them. And then shortly thereafter, go with them. Why? Because he saw that Bilam very much wanted to. Minanviim dechsev ani Hashem alakecha melamedcha lahul midarcha bederech teilech. And minaksum dechsev im leitz milatz hu yalitz ulanav mitein chayin. That a person gets exactly what they're interested in doing. The Marsha points out that as we point out, the malichin is lashon rabim, because it's talking about the malachim that the malachim will help him out. The Gemara brings these psukim because in the Torah we find that the ratzon of Bilam was to go and be mekal Yisrael. So a malach came and said kum lechitam, and that was a malach that was created. But But also, there's a discussion in the Achronim over here. Why do I need a drasha min haTorah, min haNeviim, min haKsuvim, three separate drashas to teach the same thing? So the Ibn Yaakov writes that it's to teach us that there's no difference between the earlier generations and the later generations. This is a midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, and it's always going to be true that the path a person chooses, that's the path he's going to have the easiest time going on, the path that he wants to choose for himself. In the Maris HaAyin, however, he suggests that the three psukim relate to the three parts of a person's behavior. There's Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. The pasuk in the Torah, we see that the midah applies to Dibur, because Bilam said that he wanted that his ratzon was b'machshava u'b'dibur l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his dream. And from the pasuk in the Neviim, we see as far as machshava, because the pasuk is madrichacha b'derech teilech, and Rashi says b'derech asher tivchar leilech. B'chira is something that one does machshava, and the pasuk in k'suvim im leitzim u'yalitz is about maisa, because that's something leitzim are people who act in a way of leitzanus. So it's all three. It's the full behavior of a person. That's running to near miklat, and along the way, the goal adam finds him on the way and kills him. He's going to be pater. That we assume when we say v'loein mishpat mavis, he's not going to be held accountable for that murder. It's talking about the goal adam. That if the goal adam kills the guy outside of the near miklat, he's not in trouble. Meisvei, but ask more v'loein mishpat mavis protzech akas medaber. Maybe that's something about the rotzech himself. Atom rotzech v'in el begol adam. Is it the rotzech or is it the gol adam? Kishu omer v'ulo sonelo mitmol shulshom, that he has no previous animosity toward him. Havyom rotzech akas medaber. That's clearly about the rotzech. Meaning the rotzech who killed b'shogeg is dafka rotzech who didn't previously hate his victim. So who damer ki etana. Now we're assuming like the following tana. Detanya v'loin mishpat mavas begol adam akas medaber. There is one brisa that says that it's talking about the rotzeach, but we've been assuming like the other tana that it's begol adam akas medaber. Atam begol adam akas medaber enel rotzeach. Kshomer kilos enel mitmol shel shomer rotzeach amur hamani mekayim v'loin mishpat mavas begol adam akas medaber. Same limud with the opposite result. Since it says kilos enel hu lo mitmol shel shomer, and that's obviously going on the rotzeach, the phrase v'lo ein mishpat mavas must be about the goal adam. Whereas the previous price has said that v'lo ein mishpat mavas must be going on the same guy that the other phrase was going on. This says no, it must be going on the other guy, on the goal adam. And it says in the Mishnah Moslo Shay Tamil Khamim, Shemriya Gena Badarak Vidabrelov, that we give two Tamil Kham to accompany him, lest the Gol Adam catch up with him on the road so that they could speak with him. My love to Masube di Katul Barkatalu, isn't the purpose of them speaking with him to tell him, listen, Gol Adam, if you kill this guy, you're Chayav Misa. So don't you see that Veloin Mishpat Mavis must be on the Rotseach and not on the Gol Adam? So lo, you don't see that at all. Kiditanya Vidabrelov Dvar Maruim lo. They don't tell him, the speaking that they do with him is not that you're going to be chayiv misa if you kill this guy. No, they say things that are appropriate for the occasion. Omrim lo, al tinigbo minag shovchei damim, b'shkoga b'maisa liyado. Don't treat him like a murderer. He did this b'shogeg. Rameir omru medabra li de'atzma. Rameir says he would speak for himself. Shenemar v'zed var harotzeach. Amru lo harbe shlichus osa, and the Chum said back to Rameir, the way Rashi understands it at least, the Chum said back to Rameir, no, very often you don't want to be the guy that stands up for yourself. Better to have someone be an intermediary for you, that it's not a recipe for success to have the Rotzeach do his own pleading. Have somebody else, have the Talmidei Chachamim do the pleading for him. Amar mar, b'shkoga b'mayis liyado, they would say that it happened b'shogeg. Pshita, of course it happened b'shogeg, he knows that. Di b'mezid bar galasu. If it was b'mezid, then bar galasu? You think he'd be going to galas? You don't go to galas if it's b'mezid. So it says mar in. Yeah, you do. V'atanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah Omer, b'tchila echad shogeg v'echad mezid, magdim and lari miklat, u'bezin sholchan, mavin osam isham, that initially everyone runs to the air miklat, and then Bezin will bring them out of the air miklat, and we'll sort out the facts over here. What exactly happened? Mishan schayv misa harkuhu, if someone is schayv misa, so they would kill the person who is schayv misa. Shnamer v'sholchan zikner v'locha osam isham, nasan osam b'yad gol adam v'meis. Mishlon is schayv patruhu, someone who is not schayv misa, they let him off. Shnamer v'tzilu edus ratzech m'yad gol adam. Mishan is schayv golus, maksir nosal them come up, and if he's chayiv galus, they send him right back. Shnemer v'yishiv also eda lir miklato asher nashama. Rebbe Omer me'atzmonein golin, that no, this wasn't the halacha that they are supposed to run to the Yer Miklat. They would do this on their own. Kesfurinhein echad shogig v'echad mezid koltos. They were working with the assumption that whether you kill b'shogig or b'mezid, the ir miklat will protect you. V'heinen yodim shemshog koltos mezidin koltos. They didn't know that that's not a halacha, that it only protects when you kill b'shogig, not when you kill b'mezid. Amar Reb Lazar, ir sharuba rotzchem eino koletas. Shnemer v'daber b'aznei ziknei irhi estavarav v'lo shehushvu divrehen lidvarav. That the an ear that's city that's majority rotzchem cannot protect someone who killed b'shogeg, because it has to be someone that is unusual in a city. It can't be hushvu dvarav lidivrehem. That's Reb Lazar's drasha, that you can't have an ear sharuba rotzchem. And Chaschinuch writes that even if the rotzchem come from another place to the ir miklat, they count as part of the cheshbon of rov rotzchem that stops it from being near miklat. The Aruch Lener just points out, at least if they're there for 12 months, because Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that once somebody's a resident of a city, once somebody's in a city for 12 months, he definitely becomes a resident of the city. Menachas Chinuch also, Mitzvah Tov Yud, points out that we're mitzdarif to the rov rotzchem, both the people who kill b'shogeg and the people who kill b'mezid. However, the Aruch Lener disagrees. He says, no, rov rotzchem means those who kill b'shogeg. That's what we're saying. Divreihem and dvarav are the same. Mezidim are in an entirely different category. And then a third chiddush in Menachas Chinuch points out that if the ir miklat has rotzchem b'shogeg that already had a kapara through the Mises Kohen Gadol, even though they're allowed to go back home, but they decided they already made a home for themselves in the ir miklat, so they're staying there. Still, by them staying there, they still count toward the rov rotzchem. We don't say that their slate is wiped clean and that therefore they are no longer rotzchem. That is an experience that stays with you forever. Kapara for the Aveira, yes, they got. But as far as are they Dvarav and Divrehem the same? Very much so. That experience of having killed someone b'shogeg is something that doesn't leave them very easily. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow with Vamar Rabbi Lazar.